מדברי הסופרים לטול את הידיים קודם סעודה, שאוכל בה פת. חמים סעד, דאז פס, מס, זה מצווה, מצווה דת חובה, not just מצווה, there is a מצווה sometimes, option,
רשות,
רשות, but there is a מצווה חובה, חמים ציבור, אז חייב האדם לעשות, לטול את הידיים קודם סעודה, שאוכל בה פת. ומצווה לשמוע דברי חכמים. והסמיכו זאת, where did they get this? Really, there is two reasons for מטילת ידיים before eating bread. One is for טומאה וטהרה. חכמים גזרו על הידיים להיות שניות לטומאה. What is שניות? There is something in the טומאה. There is ראשון, there is שני, ראשון עושה שני, שני עושה שלישי, שלישי doesn't make no more טומאה. Now, ידיים שניות, that's חכמים, may גזרו, that a person should not eat but without washing his hands. If he eats without washing his hands, there is טומאה in them. Therefore, when he washes his hands, the טומאה. Why חכמים did that? They want to the Kohanim to be careful when they come to eat bread, perhaps this bread of Terumah. And Terumah is not allowed to eat it when he is Tameh. They want them to get used to Tahara. This is why they want the Kohanim to be careful when they eat bread of Terumah.
See, you mean originally the law was made was for Kohanim, not
for you? That's right. The no. I didn't say that. Originally, because of the Kohanim, they made it on everybody.
Put it down.
That's okay. The difference between my wording or your wording. Hachamim didn't want them to make a difference. They wanted them to know that they are putting it on everybody because of the Kohanim. That's one reason. But there is another thing. There is behitkadishtem v'yetem kedoshim. A person must see to it that he will be clean always when he eats. And when it comes to clean, sometimes he's not clean, he's ma'us. It's considered just like tumah, it's not tumah. And a person must see to it that when he eats the food, to be careful that his hands are clean. Therefore, they made for us the netilah, and they made the mitzvah havah. There is two different reasons. One because of the Tum'ah of Tahara. One is there's nothing to do with Tum'ah of Tahara. And then this is what the rabbi brings here. Ve'etkadishtem v'yitem kedoshim. Ve'etkadishtem elu ma'im rishonim. Why said ve'etkadishtem v'yitem kedoshim? Kadishtem speaks about ma'im rishonim before the eating. Then ma'im harvim. Ve'af shezo mitzvah medivrei sofrim. Even though this is mitzvah from hachamim, you have to say beracha on it. Why? Every mitzvah of Hachamim also, there is bracha. But how could he say, Asher Kedishanu v'Mitzvotav v'Tzivanu? He is not Tzivanu. Hachamim. It's a mitzvah of Hachamim. How do we say, Hashem, Asher Kedishanu v'Mitzvotav v'Tzivanu? Hashem said that we must listen to whatever Hachamim tell us to do. That's his mitzvah. He said, a person must be very careful with this mitzvah of Mitzvotav. Some people, they take it lightly. Said if a person mezalzev it, he doesn't do it properly, hayav nidui. That's why it has to be condemned. And the Bar Minan also, there is punishment according to Gemara. He becomes ani. And saying, well, Rav Hasda and the Gemara, titili, God rewarding me to become ashir, because anamashayim melohofnayim aya. I put a lot of water when I wash my hands. That means if he washes his hand more, he gets ashiya. He gets good. The opposite is aniyut. And not only that, the Gemara said, "Dominan kelaladus, na'akar min ha'olam." That he will live shorter. That means mitirat yadayim is giving long life and osher. The more water, the better it is. That means you should put Beshefa. This is what Rav Hasda said in the Gemara. Now, it's understood. Why then? But they said it only in bread, because main meal always. People eat bread. They did it only on main meals, not at something light. Then, it goes here, who knows, I didn't even read what he brings here. Maybe the whole Gemara, I discussed every place in the Gemara, that there is one to the day. So I bet, even a person who has, he knows his hands are clean, and he never think he touched something of the man, he is not allowed to eat unless he makes a tira. Hachamim gave the order, he must do it. No way out. Is that clear? And not only one hand, he must wash. Maybe when he says, I eat with one hand, no, he has to wash two hands. Yeah. Okay. Gam anashim hayavot b'ntilat yadayim. The ladies too, obligated to make b'ntilat yadayim. That's when he's... No, no. It's not Zeman German. Anytime you eat. That's not Zeman German. You may eat in the morning.
No, I said it's not Zeman German.
Oh, yes. I thought you said this is...
What about in the morning? Is it... Also,
that's because Wahra, the old women, Wahra. Perhaps the Nashim, they have a bigger Wahra. I don't know. Thank God he got rid of it. He doesn't have this problem.
Why?
You don't have Wahra of the ladies.
I never had it to begin with.
I said. Therefore, you don't have Wahra of the ladies.
No, I don't.
No. You have Wahra only of your own, your hands. Yeah. This way you don't touch any lady, you don't have a roha.
Only my mother.
My mother's kedusha. So. Now. The alken, tzarich kol adam liyot baki v'lchot l'tilat yadayim, should know the laws of the yadayim, and to teach them to members of the family. To tell them. And he should see to it that they will wash it properly. And it's very important that you also, little children, educate them from education point of view, because once you train them, you begin to make netilah, because Baruch Hashem, this everybody else. Oh, netilah, netilah, little children, they know already. Mm-hmm. And all our homes, 3 years old, 4 years old, they know in the morning netilah. That is not that they will make netilah. But there is a difference between the netilah of the morning to the netilah of the food. The netilah of the morning must be skipping from right, left, right, left, right, left. The netilah of the food doesn't have to. Right, 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 left, left, left. That's then easier for the food. And more particular about the morning. But if in the food he made it right, left, right, left, right, left, so say, okay.
Okay. No, because it's more.
Yeah, as long as he did.
You know. Eating more mahmid, you might say.
But there is something is the opposite.
The reverse wouldn't work.
There is more humrah in tirat adam of the food than in tirat adam of the morning. Tirat adam of the food must be from keri. Uh-huh. You must have keri to pour on the right. But in the adam of the morning, it's not a must. It's advisable. Better to be
you
with
a do it from a faucet?
Huh? Yeah.
Really?
The adam of the morning could be done with a faucet. It's not a must to be carried, but advisable often to do it. That's why they all do it where they carry. That's when a person eats bread. What is nafka mina? If a person will come to eat something else, will wash his hands, will say anit adam b'chalvatana. Because this bracha is not given only when you eat bread.
Also the amount of bread that you give.
Very good. Very good. Even if you eat bread, depend how much bread do you eat in order to make beracha on the divine. If you eat kazait, 1 ounce, you have to make netila, but no beracha. Beracha must be kazait and a half, which means not nine dirham, which is 28 grams, but an ounce has to be an ounce and a half. That's 15 and a half dirham, as they call them. That means already 42 grams. Okay? That's just an ounce and a half to make beracha. You know, the word comes from an ounce and a half. Because the sikat zayit is half, and it's an ounce. Kabetza is 2 ounces, double. And the halakha is tum'ah v'tahara, there is in kabetza. But there is a kabetza beli kelipata, without the share. Kabetza, when we say 2 ounces, that's with the share. Without the share, that's kabetza u'mechza.
The contents of the egg in other words are not an ounce and a half.
The question is, a lot of people they make it and they don't know that they're gonna eat less.
Well, you have to know what they mean.
And a lot of people don't know and Now that would be like one serving bread, a full serving bread would be enough for
full serving bread is 2 ounces.
So that's right there you cover.
That's a 3/4. Right. Of Nisuyim, but it already needs bracha, mitilah with bracha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Half Nisuyim, but mitilah without bracha. Yes, sir.
A hot dog roll is 1 ounce.
The what?
Hot dog roll.
Frankfurter roll.
Which one?
Frankfurter roll.
Frankfurter roll?
Yeah. 1 ounce.
Some of them may be small, some of them big, I don't know.
The normal Frankfurter roll
Frankfurter
is 1 ounce.
Or hot dogs. Hot dogs, yeah.
1 ounce.
Yeah.
So it requires making a large item of pork.
Yeah, without bracha.
Without bracha. What about bracha among them?
You do this because I'm on 1 ounce. I said, I'm talking now about netilat
yadayim. Yeah, this is what I know.
Don't mix them up.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ha'ochel pachot mekazayit pat. If a person eats less than kazayit bread, ikar adin eno tzarich letod betelah. From the real halakha, he doesn't have to wash again. But if he has in mind to eat kazayit, he has to wash his hand. But he doesn't say beracha. Berak, im bela'ato le'echol pat she'u kabetza, she'u gam she'u Notel Yadam Umbarech an Netilat Yadayim. Then the rabbi did not say an ounce and a half.
But if you're going to tell me including the shell, then it'll be an ounce and a half.
No, I'm including the shell, 2 ounces.
Mm-hmm. So kabetza, including the shell, is 2 ounces.
2 ounces.
You don't eat the shell of the egg. So you can take that same thing and say exactly an hour and an ounce and a half they're talking to.
The rabbi came with the conclusion. If there is 2 ounces, then you say. But the Poskim said an ounce and a half. That's Rambam and others. I don't know why he did not agree with them.
Maybe he's holding the contents of the egg, which is an ounce and a half. When he said kibitzo. The inside of the egg, what's in the egg, without the shell.
How much is kibitzo?
Kibitzo with the shell is 2 ounces. Without it's an ounce and a half.
Uh-huh. So he says kavetza alone?
He's kavetza.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's talking the inside, the contents.
Maybe he's agreeing with them, but I'm using different words. Bread.
Yeah.
No, because I'm not sure if that's all I'm going to eat, if it's going to be the compost. You ever see some of the bugs? They're real, real small.
They have two hackles.
If you have two hackles, you get out of the problem. And plus, it's like a... So that's another good reason not to use.
I said, the one that won't say beracha, and then ounce and a half, yesh lo al mi sheyismoch. And the comment, I was surprised he said that. I know that Kabbat Hayim says an ounce and a half. I was surprised he mentioned on Kabbat Sa, which is 2 ounces. Okay. He said, if a person washes hands, he made netilah with beracha, because he had in mind to eat enough to make the beracha. And he made beracha. Then after that, he started eating, he saw that he can't. He can't eat kavitsa. Does he have to force himself to eat because shouldn't be the beracha batala? No, if he can't, he doesn't have to. Why? Because since he had in mind, it is not called beracha batala. But a person, of course, should think for himself before. If he doesn't, he should not make netilat beracha. Now, we know that there is a ruling, and bread you say hamotzi. And not bread, as they call it in the halakha, pat haba bekesnin. That's cake, you say mezonot. What called cake? There's different of opinions about it. What makes it, or let me put it in a better way, what makes it not bread? Let me say not cake, because in our mind right away cake would think about Danish, but no. What makes it called not bread? When it's called bread, when it's not bread. Three different opinions. One said bread, when you make a dough out of flours and water, that's called bread. Once you make the bread not with water, with juice, with eggs, then this is already mezonot. That's what they call it, is not bread anymore. That's called a dough that it's called kesnin, it's filled with something else, not water. Another opinion comes and said, if you make it like pockets, and you fill it in with different stuff. What do you call different stuff? Nuts, cheese, meat, all this. Even if the dough is the dough of bread, will be borem in Amazon. That's pata babi kisim means kisim, like pockets. That's another explanation. The third one, pata babi kisim, kisim comes from the word koses, cracks in your mouth, like matzah, like that's, what do you call it? Stick bread. Stick bread.
But
yeah. And now the
mother, you know, bread, like?
Not who sells it? That's Stella Dora.
Breadsticks.
Huh?
Breadsticks.
Breadstick, yeah. Why? Because you crack it with your mouth. That's mezonot. Even if it's the same dough of the bread. Which means that's from this came the problem of the matzah. What do we say in matzah? So if you eat pesa, you say matzah, even though it's cracks. Why? Because that's the bread of the week. You don't have another one. Mm-hmm. What? How about if you eat it not in pesa during the year?
You say mezonot.
Mezonot.
You say what?
There's two opinions about it. Three different things. One says definitely. As the Sephardim hold. On Pesach you say Hamotzi. After Pesach you say Mezonot Hodiah. You come, some rabbi said, no, if it's made for Pesach, that means Matzah of Pesach, that's Kasher of Pesach, you have to make it for Pesach. Even if you eat it after Pesach, so already it's made for Pesach, you say Hamotzi.
Because of the intention when it was made.
This is one of, then, that means there's three opinions. And there's a fourth opinion, they tell you don't eat matzah during the year, unless you eat a piece of bread Say Hamotzi on it and eat the matzah.
It's a fact. They don't know which way it is. That's why you cover it with that.
Now the halacha. Halacha, we for us Sephardim, we say mezonot on matzah, even the matzah of Pesach during the year. On Pesach, we say Hamotzi. But there is another thing. When you make a dough, which one is a mezonot? Juice or eggs or pockets or cracks? We do like all of them. Because you don't say for three berachot b'kat hamazon. What do you say? You say mezonot. Mezonot is good for hamotzi. Hamotzi is not good. You can't say it. Maybe it's wrong. Hamotzi lechem na'aretz. This is why we say mezonot on all of them. Now, if you made, you eat mezonot. Sometimes even the one of the mezonot will be hamotzi.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have a pizza, which is a pocket, and you fill it with something, that doesn't make it.
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. If you have.
You have a pizza bread.
Yeah.
And you fill it with something. Well, that's
fill it while baking.
I said before baking
no,
it.
That's
We're not talking after. Once you became bread, finish hamotzi. You can't get rid of it. Yeah. Now, if you take the mezonot, what you said right away, right and wrong.
I'll take the right.
No, you jumped right away.
Okay.
If a person eats mezonot, Danish, whatever it is, all this breadsticks, he eats. They say if he makes it kebi'ut shodah, makes it a meal for himself, then he has to say hamotzi and bekat hamazon. What's called a meal? Just because a person wanted to eat, he said, I want this one meal. I'll eat one breadstick and it will be hamotzi and bekat hamazon. No. We talk about shodah, what usually people will eat to satisfy himself to be a meal. How much is that? It's a matter of argument between Rashi and Harambam. Harambam says, what really, the Gemara puts it, Shi'ur Achilat Hatz Peras. What's Achilat Peras? Half of a meal, it's considered, this is Kibirut Shaula. What do you call half of a meal? Harambam said, a meal, a full meal, is an amount of 6 betzim. 6 betzim, that's 12 ounces. Half of it,
six
ounces. That's shalosh betzim. Rashi says, no. The full meal is arba betzim. Yes. Then, he says arba betzim.
8 ounces.
Eight.
He doesn't go by the half, he goes by the half.
That's, no, half.
Four, then it's 4 ounces.
That's right.
Yeah. 4 ounces, yeah.
He said, if the one that said 6, that is already half, 3. The one that says 8, half is 4. This is there's a Rambam and Rashi. Rambam, how do we know that? They tell you, look at the name. Rambam, his name, what was his name? Moshe.
Moshe,
3 letters. He's the one that holds 3 betzim. Then the other one, Rashi Shlomo. Shlomo is 4 letters. As you know, you'll never forget who says that, who said that. But now, this is the machloket between them. If you eat a babitzim, which is 8 ounces, then you have to say hamotzi b'kat hamazon according to Rashi. Less, it is mezonot. According to Rambam, once you eat 6 ounces, it's hamotzi b'kat hamazon. Less, mezonot. That means from 6 to 8, you are in a dilemma to do like Rashi or like Rambam. Therefore, they advise never to eat between 6 to 8, or less than 6,
or 8,
or over 8. To be given out
Sa'uda, huh? How much slices of bread is that?
How much what?
Slice.
Not bread. It's mezonot.
Mezonot.
Yeah, but how much? Is that a slice of bread?
Danish cake has 2 ounces.
Right.
So it's a lot of bread.
Huh?
It's a lot.
A lot of Danish.
I don't know. You how many danishes do you eat in your meal?
One time. I used to eat a few.
Few? What do you call few?
Four.
Three, four.
That's a whole meal, though. That could fill you up.
Yeah.
So what do you eat? Qualify.
What do you eat? Three? You eat three of them? Two.
He's putting in...
It's only 4 ounces.
4 ounces is...
It's not enough yet.
Didn't we also say something... I remember we said something about the time period you eat it.
Yeah, that's different. We'll come to eat that later.
Okay.
Okay, then the amount. Once you eat even mezonot, that you make it a complete meal according to the opinions of Rashi Rambam, then you will have to make netilah, hamotzi, and rabat hamazon. Then you make netilah. And a person can come to, that's only in baked food. If you come and say, I'll eat noodles, I'll eat spaghetti, you can eat
80 ounces.
10 pounds, still mezonot and alam hayah.
But you don't know, let's say you don't know what you're going to end up, how much you're going to end up eating. But you said mezonot, you have a Danish, and then all of a sudden you decide another one.
Yeah, another one.
You're still with mezonot.
You'll have to stop in the middle, wash your hands, and but if you are not going to eat another, again, the shiur, you don't say beracha, but you wash your hands without beracha.
You wash hands without beracha, then you say,
but then you say
beracha
the mazon.
You wash hands.
You're going to have an ounce and a half on the next one.
Wait, so you have one, your intention is to have one, you have one. Now you decide, you know what, I'm not going to eat for a few hours, I'm going to have two more.
Yeah. Once you eat two more, you'll have to wash your hands, because altogether there is, yeah.
So you wash your hands afterwards, without a beracha.
That's right.
You never said hamotzi, you said mezonot.
Yeah, but...
Now you can say b'katamazon. You don't say hamotzi.
That's mezonot right. Covers.
Because already mezonot covers, even by mistake you say on hamotzi mezonot, it covers. Right. If you say mezonot, even on bread, if you said mezonot by mistake, it covers. You should say hamotzi, but if you didn't, say mezonot. Okay?
Thank you.
Now. It's weather. Cold?
No.
No, he was hot.
Hot or cold? No.
I'm fine.
You're fine? Very good. You're fine all the time.
Okay.
He has a good wife.
That's life.
Yeah. Now, therefore I said, a person must know that there is netilah and hamotzi sometimes, even on Danish cake.
Pizza?
Just because there is hamotzi and b'kat hamazon. I elaborated what is pat ha'ba'a b'kisnin. Without explaining what pat ha'ba'a b'kisnin, we don't understand what's called. He already takes it from hamotzi to mezonot. Sometimes a person eats bread and he wouldn't have to say hamotzi. When is that? He eats the bread just to change the taste that there is and is in his mouth. He ate something sharp, hot stuff. He takes a piece of bread to eat it. You don't say bracha on it. This is not taken for a meal, just for, that's called tafel. The Mishnah said, Achal aviru lefanav maliyah upad imbo, mevarech ala maliyah upoter et apad, shei tefela lo. Which means, you took salty things, you take anchovies, you took etc. charcoal, you ate it. It's too salty. Then what do you do? You're taking a piece of bread to change the taste in your mouth. No beracha. It's covered by the charcoal that you said on the anchovies. Okay? The question is that only on a small piece of bread? Or even if you ate an ounce or more, some say even if you eat more, as long as you see it's still the mahlok. And therefore, if he is going to eat such a thing, he should make an itilah without beracha, as long as he eat more.
What if a person who wants to have one anchovy, because I know I'm going to have it with the salt, he takes the anchovy, he puts it in the bread and eats. Same thing, same...
No. When you take the anchovies, you put in the bread, and you're eating the bread. So you want to eat the bread, then you say amotzi. Then the anchovies is tefer. The main one is the bread. But if you really wanted to eat anchovies, not the bread, only you are changing the taste
in your mouth,
you eat the bread, then you stop it. Then you don't sever on the bread. How much water should you use for netila? And only this now we're talking. Sometimes it is sending will apply netila of the morning, sometimes not. Therefore, we are talking now netila of the food. Because in certain things, there is difference between netila of the morning, between netila of the food, and certain things are the same. I'm applying now netila of the food. How much water should we have?
Enough to cover the head.
Now, what do you call that, how much enough? You didn't tell me. One will come and say, you have a big hands, you need more water. Mm. I have small hands, I don't need that. Then tell me, what do you call?
I would say 3 ounces.
3 ounces. Good, good boy. Where did you get that number from?
Just like that.
From Hartford United.
Huh? You should see to it that will have at least to be 8. Mine will be 8 is 2 ounces.
Yeah.
Okay. As I said before, it's better to have more than 8 is very, very little. And I said if a person is pouring a lot of water, there is more beracha. I told you, Rav Hasda said, I became rich because I poured a lot of water on my hands when I made netila. God forbid if a person is not, he is very minimizing the water, they minimize also his income. No? That's what the Gemara said. I'm not saying it. That means he said, I'm sure of Hazda said, I became rich because I put a lot of water.
Right.
Now the question is, of course, a person should say beracha. When does he say the beracha? Before he's washing? After he finished washing and drying his hands? When is mahlokit? Some they say, since you hold netila, maybe you are not clean. How can you say beracha when you are not clean? But some they say, everything that you do must say the beracha first, and then, what shall we do then? Because of these two different opinions, to say before or after, it will be between the washing and drying of the hand. After you wash, before you dry. And those that they wash and dry, and they say, I'm not that, and they're wrong. They do, should do it between netilah and drying of the hand. And the person must understand, if he is making netila, he shouldn't after the netila. That is dirty in his hand again, with the sweat. It's not clean.
What about coffee?
No good, huh?
Coffee.
We'll come to it later.
Yeah.
I'm talking now about the hands.
Yeah.
They're not clean. What's the use for the netila? Netila is, as I said before, there's two reasons. One is tumah, one is cleanliness. It kadishtem yitungshtim nikayon. Now, if this nikayon, when he puts his hand, the rule is, even when you pray, you have to have your hands clean. If you are itching yourself, not on the garment, under the garment, with the skin, and the places that usually covered, I'm not talking of the face you don't wash your hands. That means place that is sweat under garment. You put your hands over there, you have to wash your hands before you continue to pray. Same thing here. If you made a tila and then you put, you have to get up and make a tila again.
And if I touch the feet or the shoes?
With shoes or that?
No, with the shoes.
Yeah.
Make it, you touching the shoes.
Touching the shoes itself?
Yeah.
Where are the shoes? The shoes itself?
On top, yes, another part.
As long as you touch the shoes itself, you need to wash. The shoelace, maybe not. Sometimes you touch the shoelace, you open there and you untie. As long as you didn't touch the shoes, you don't have to.
What's the difference? Touch upon
the shoes is considered, there is doubt in it, but the shoelace is not. Okay. Some people, they say, listen, my hands are clean. I don't need a tefillah. What do you do? Intentionally. They do that, then they go to make a tefillah. They don't know. Really, that's Hasidut that doesn't have no room. Some I told, some they do it, Hasidim, but they don't have to. Why? Because really, there's no need. It says Hachamim Tikenu, they can make Nitila. Now a person comes and says, Rabbi, can I talk between the Nitila? Between the Nitila and drying of the hand, definitely should not. Should they make Nitila? Say Biracha, and don't talk anything till you dry your hand. And if he did, should he say Biracha again? No, he doesn't have to. And he doesn't have to wash his hands again. But it's advisable, he should not talk. Then, there are some people, they say psukim after the Tira. I heard people. They wash Tsuyerech and Kodesh because certain that a person has to raise his hand and he says, Pasuk Tsuyerech and Kodesh B'chod Hashem. It's possible not to, because then might become like Hafsek. They should not talk it. Somebody say this is part of the Netila to say, but better not to say.
What happens if somebody goes to the bathroom?
Yeah. Good question.
Comes out, and now he goes to Netila, alternate.
Some they say he should wash his hands first for the bathroom.
Okay.
And say Asher Yatzar.
And then wash again?
And then.
Do.
Then, and he will.
But does he really have to?
Yeah, he doesn't have to.
But he doesn't have Netilah yet for the
Moshe. No, he doesn't have, really. He
can make the Netilah that he did for the coming out of the bathroom will cover for the Moshe.
Will cover for both. That question is the Beracha. Should say Beracha on the Netilah, and then he will say the Kaddish Yom
Tov. And he said right after.
Okay. Sometimes happens, people, they go to some place, picnic. They don't have carry.
They have what?
They don't have a container to wash. If they are near the beach, it's an easy thing. You go into the ocean, yeah. You dip your hand up, it's good like Netila. You dip it in the ocean. But the question, what Baruch do you say? Al tefilat yadam or netilat yadam? Really? It's a special question in the books. The sponsor. This is still he should say netilat yadam. The halacha is he should make it yadam. The bracha doesn't change, but he dips his hand into the water.
He does that. He only has to dip
the same thing with the mikveh. Huh?
He only dips it once, right? He does it in the
ocean. Very good. That's a good question. Really, it doesn't have to be more than once. Once you are doing it in the ocean, it's enough once, because that's already tefillah. But if a person is supposed to say anakadam, if by mistake, he thought, no, I'm not saying anakadam, he said, al tefillah tefillah.
Finished. Covered.
Yeah, it covers. But he says the beracha, he should raise his hand. Not leave it down on the third day and say Baracha. Raise it. Why? Because water goes from here to here. It will come again from here to here. Again, the Tum'ah comes. Therefore, you should raise it that the water from here should not come. That's why they tell him to raise it. And they say the word Netilat Yadayim, Netilah has two different meanings in Hebrew. Notel means washing. Notel also means, Hanetilat Lulav. What do? You wash the Lulav? He's picking it up. Yes. And that's why they tell them, remember, you raise your hand. I'm a Tilat Yadayim. Okay.
On the picnic.
Let him put clothes over his head. Roll it with gloves. Or cover his hand, and then he cannot eat with directly with his hands.
What about a rock?
Huh?
A rock.
What do you mean a rock?
Rock.
His head on a rock.
Rock?
Yeah. Take the head.
No, that's not good for Nitila. That's good when not clean because prayer.
He touches
the prayer. And he touches truth. His hair, well, he puts the tefillin. These Hasidic people, because when they put the tefillin, they say, oh, we touched our head.
Yeah.
But not for Nitila. Nitila is not good.
Isn't there somewhere where says you can use sand for Nitila when there's no water? You can use sand when there's no water?
No.
No.
So basically, there's nothing. If there's no water, you cannot eat. Really, you shouldn't eat bread. Unless you wrap your hands.
Put gloves on.
Do what?
Unless you wrap your hands or something, you shouldn't really eat bread.
What about if you use the aluminum foil or if you use the saran wrap and you hold it, but your hands are not covered.
That's right. You cover.
Okay.
Not that he should do that. I mean, in case,
in a place that there is,
there, but not to come and say, I don't want to go to Mantila and make that. No. Okay? Person comes and says, do I have to dry my hands with a towel? It doesn't matter, paper towel or anything, or I can dry it. And anyway, like that, what do you do?
The blower.
Blower is okay also, as long as you wipe it. Sometimes not the blower. Stand under the sun very hot.
Air dry.
That takes forever.
Now, today was a very, very hot day.
Yeah, but your hands wouldn't dry. It was so humid. They get wetter.
Yeah, it is humid, but some places there is real hot.
Yeah, that's right.
Dry. As long as it dries,
Are you allowed to dry your hands?
Well, I said, when a person washes in the other day, he wants to write with his clothes.
Yeah.
No good. Mm. They say he forgets, eh? How did you know?
You told me.
Makes a person forget. Clothes. Like they say, if a person eats olives, makes him forget. Same thing if you will wipe with his clothes, brings forgetfulness to the person. Kasher ishecha. Menagev yadav with clothes makes him forget things. It's no good to do that. Very good. I didn't know that he's a rabbi. Okay. But however, now there is another thing. If you take food sometimes, you have to make mitzvah also. Food? Rabbi, you tell me cake, I don't make a tila. But sometimes the cake you make a tila, we said when you eat a full meal. Sometimes you don't eat a full meal. Small piece of a cake you have to make a tila. Or food. If you put it in the coffee. And that, davar shetibulo, yes. Davar shetibulo b'mashkel, tzarich netila. Ooh, they come. There is a big question on it. People don't do it. What happened? Why they don't do it? The law says supposed to. You eat many times people, they take something to put in the coffee and then
coffee covers the mashke?
Sure. Yes. Coffee is what? Water.
Okay.
Mashke is seven things.
Once you gave the water.
Seven things in the Torah were called mashke. I'm not saying that you are using these seven, but the Torah called them mashke. Wine.
Honey,
blood, oil, milk, dew in the morning.
Wasn't honey one?
Honey, water. Now then we have seven called mashke.
But there isn't, it's not considered a shinui when you give a taste to the water like making a coffee? You change the color of it, it's still water.
Water. Therefore, once you dip it in something that's called mashke, people won't dip it in blood. I'm not talking about... I'm telling you that the Torah called these things mashke. Something you put in a mashke in a drink that you are going to dip it in, you have to make metila. That's originally the halacha. Then came the book said, why they are not careful with it today. The book, Kolbo, it's called, one of the Rishonim, he excused them. He said they have, they can rely not to make today, nowadays, metila of it.
Why?
And therefore, they don't do it because originally it's Gezerah. This is Gezerah and Gezerah. Today, there isn't this. Before, but they come, they say, then why in Pesach we do it?
Don't need it for the...
Someone, they joke. They said, Lele said that. This night, that is order.
Is that the reason you always tell us don't need it?
According to the order.
That's why you always tell us don't need it because I ain't of it.
Huh?
Is that why you tell us don't need it because I ain't of it?
No. No, no, we don't eat gazayit because of the beracha, then we'll have to say beracha. That's a different reason for that. But this is the Varshit Varom Mashket Tzarich Netira. We don't. Now, many times they say, sometimes I dipped it, but then there is no drink. As long as there is enough wetness in it, that if you put your hand on it, your fingers, it will be your fingers wet. That's called.